listening to Superpower Mamas on the Superpower Up podcast, the show that embraces the art of soulful parenting.
Hello and welcome. I'm your host, Laura Greco, and you are at the Superpower Mamas show today. I am so excited to bring you to this topic of what is the secret to balance for mommypreneurs. And today we have a very special guest who has been working with mommapreneurs for such a long time, and he's written a beautiful book, which is what he's best known for. And that is for his outside-the-box thinking. He offers creative and beneficial solutions to his clients' marketing campaigns. His book, Mother Industrialist, helps moms to become entrepreneurs and to keep that perfect balance between motherhood and business. And so he shares in his book many different experiences of how moms have been able to kickstart their business, even in a part-time way, and still maintain some balance in her life. So I am excited to introduce you to Kenneth Choi. And so here he is. Welcome, Kenneth.
Hi, Laura. Thanks for inviting me as a guest on Superpower Mama. Thank you very much. I'm really, really excited to be on the show, on the podcast.
Yes, and I am. I see that I slaughtered your name a little, so it's Chu.
No problem. Yeah.
So sorry.
Kenneth Chu, yes.
But we're very excited to have you here because today so many moms are looking to this avenue. So before we get started on all the things about you, I'd like to first ask you, what is your superpower?
My superpower, I would say, is the ability to be sensitive to people's feelings and emotions.
And how do you use that?
I use that because as I work with the mompreneurs, because mothers and women are more emotion, that they're filled with emotions and they want to be felt, they want to be heard of. So to be able to help them or to work with them, I need to be more sensitive to their feelings, their emotions, because as mothers, day to day, you face different challenges with your children, with your business, and the feelings, the emotion will just come. So most men will not be able to feel that. And being a man, I'm also the husband. I'm also a daddy. I have a nine-year-old daughter. So I would say ever since I was born, I was surrounded by a lot of women, really a lot of aunties at the same time. So that's why I began to feel and being sensitive to their feelings, because you would not want to hurt their feelings, especially if they are my clients, they are the mompreneurs. So that's why I would say that's how I use my superpower to make them feel good, to make them trust me, because I feel for them, I hear them, I hear what they want to say, because most men will just shut them up and they will not listen to them and they will feel hurt. So that's why this superpower helped me a lot in dealing with mompreneurs, getting their business done, getting their marketing out, because I'm a marketing consultant. So this superpower is really, really something that I hold tightly. And in the past 10 years, I've been working with the mompreneurs on and off, I would say on business and off business as a friend. So they will share a lot of their parenting challenges. And for me, I can share mine also. So that's why I would say this superpower is something that I really hold onto myself, that I really treasure. If not, I will not be able to interview 50 mompreneurs and feature them onto my book.
Very, very nice. That's so encouraging to hear, because it made me curious when I realized the business that you're in, why you chose this business for yourself. Do you have a little background story you'd like to tell us?
Yeah. I would say it's not I chose the business. The business chose me in certain way. In fact, everything started like my book is called Mother Industrialist, Perfecting the Balance Between Motherhood and Business Success. So every time when I give talks, when I have speaking gigs, the audience or most of them, the mothers will be wondering, why is a man writing a book about mothers? So I always start off by asking, I believe that all of you must be wondering, why is a man writing a book about mothers? So I will always lead them back to 10 years ago, because 10 years ago, I was working for a parenting magazine called Motherhood Magazine as an advertising sales executive. So most of my clients, they are mothers. They are mothers who start a business after they gave birth to their firstborn or after they became a mom. And the reason why they start a business is because they want to spend more time with their children, because in a job, it would not be really possible because they are not in control of their own time, because their time is their boss's time, their time is the company's time. So they are not in control of their time, and hence a lot of them do not have much time for their children. And over the time, they will feel guilty and be depleted emotionally, physically, and mentally. So that's why for them, they have that desire to really, hey, I need to live life on my own terms. And I would say the best way is to start a business and to start a business that is revolving around motherhood. So a lot of my clients, they deal with a lot of like baby products, diapers, organic skincare, baby skincare, maybe milk powders, things that has to do with motherhood, or even baby carriers. So they do distribution, they do online business like that, so that they can work from home at the same time attend to their children. So that is how I started. And at the same time, my wife was pregnant at a year when I joined Motherhood Magazine as advertising sales, and I'm a new dad. So imagine that my clients and parents, they will share a lot of parenting tips for me as a new dad. So I gained a lot of knowledge. I also had a lot of baby product samples, like diaper samples, milk sachets and all that. So in fact, I benefit a lot of freebies from all my mompreneurs clients. So and not forgetting that I'm in the Motherhood Magazine. So as an advertising sales, I need to consume the content in the Motherhood Magazine. That means I will need to know about lactation. I need to know about breastfeeding. I need to know about pre and postnatal. I need to know about hormonal changes. I need to know a lot of things, because all this knowledge, all this consuming of the content allows me to sell my advertisement space in the magazine. For example, if a client is selling stretch mark cream, I will need to find out, okay, when is the article writing about prenatal? And that's where their advertisement or their article can be at that chapters, at that in that page. So that is how I need to, that is also the reason why I need to consume the content. At the same time as that, I'm consuming a lot of motherhood content, which help me in a way to assist or to help out my wife during her pre and postnatal. And in fact, I know more things than her, because I'm consuming. I'm also talking to my mompreneurs. I get a lot of parenting tips from them. So that's how everything started. And I would say in the past 10 years, because I'm a father also. I have a 9-year-old daughter. So in these past 10 years, I made friends with my mompreneurs. We became friends over the years. And also, although in these past 10 years, I'm in media sales and marketing, but I still kept contact with them, because a lot of my clients are in baby shows, parenting exhibition, that I will visit them at their booth, maybe to patronize them, to buy some stuff. But even though my daughter grew up, but I will still go to their booth and catch up with them, to talk to them and really understand them, because we are already friends. So about 3 years ago, I was searching for something and I met my publisher. initially, I wanted to write a book about myself. I thought my life is really like a roller coaster. It's very dramatic. So I talked to my publisher, maybe we can write something about my life. And my publisher was telling me, Kenneth, nobody is interested in your story yet. So they say, why not we start to connect and start to research more and how we can, what would the topic be? And when we start to research more and they start connecting back the dots to my motherhood days, they say, hey, you are connected with all the mompreneurs. Why not you interview them, feature their story into the book and give your insight about it? And that's where Mother Industrialist was born. And I would say it's not I found a book or I found this business. In fact, the business found me.
Yeah.
So to me, I'm really passionate because immediately when my publisher said, hey, Kenneth, you can go and find the mompreneurs and interview. Immediately, I have 12. I sent out messages. 12 of them agreed and to be interviewed and featured on my book. So I would say that it's so natural. It's so... I would say is pretty relatable, and I'm always inspired by their story, and like you mentioned in the beginning, a lot of mothers they wanted to be able to balance both work and parenting, and I see that a lot of mompreneurs they are able to achieve that through entrepreneurship, and that's why I want to share this piece of information with them that they can do that, especially the working moms that are struggling from the guilt of not spending more time with their children and they do not know a better way out. So through this book, Mother Industrialist, with the story, with the 15 mompreneur story, together with my blueprint of mompreneurship, which is, I call it the three pillars, which is passion, purpose, and profit. And with these three P, a mom can kickstart their business even on a part-time basis. And last but not least, also to leverage on something that maybe 10 years ago they will not be able to, which is the current internet and technology environment. That being that I would say a lot of people say that kind of entrepreneurship is not everybody can be entrepreneur. They are right. But the problem is every mother can have a shot at entrepreneurship in today's time. So that's how everything comes about, and that's why a man is writing a book about mothers.
I love it. That's really an interesting story, and I am excited to dive a little bit further into, especially your three P's, and how our listeners today have the opportunity to really benefit from some of the wonderful things that you've already been able to not only experience through the interviews that you've done with women, but also the research and how you're helping them today. So we are talking, we have to take a short break, Kenneth, and I would love to, we're talking with Kenneth Chu. I would like you please to tell people where they can find you.
Okay, they can search on Facebook, which is Mother Industrialist. Or you can follow me on Instagram, but Instagram will be Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H _ Mother Industrialist as one word. So they'll be able to look for me there.
Beautiful. So you are listening to the topic of what is the secret to balance for mommypreneurs. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you here to change the world? Do you talk about things like vibration, frequency, awakening, and consciousness? Are you pretty sure you have superpowers? The Superpower Net is unlike normal coaching programs and conscious communities. We provide training, intuitive guidance, peer-to-peer learning, intensive one-on-one coaching, and a high vibrational network of people just like you. When you join the net, you get 24/7 access to a collaborative group of people who support you as you master your personal power and unlock your superpowers. If you are ready to use your superpowers to change the world, then join the Superpower Net today. Visit superpowerexperts.com/the net to learn more.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Superpower Mamas, and we are on the topic of what is the secret to balance for mommypreneurs. And we're speaking with Kenneth Chu, who has such very interesting story about how a man became basically a coach and an inspiration to mommies who would like to spend more time with their children. But how does that all get balanced? Well, Kenneth, you were talking with me about the three P's, and I'd love for you to expand on that some more.
Okay. So, like for the first P, which is passion, and a lot of time we hear a lot of entrepreneurs, they say that you have to love, you have to do what you love. And if you would want to start a business, you would have to be passionate about it. So passion is the first thing. And for example, I have this mompreneur. She basically started her photography business based on the passion for photography. And about 10 years ago, she was pregnant and she has the passion for photography. And she was looking around in the industry for photographers to maybe to shoot her with a baby bump. And she realized that in the market, in the industry, there were a lot of male photographers. And she would not feel comfortable with a male photographer shooting her on her baby bump. And she just felt that it wasn't right. And back then, about 10 years ago, especially in Singapore, there wasn't a lot of female photographers, and not talking about female photographers doing maternity shots. Back then wasn't a trend, wasn't something that someone started. So she studied film, sound, and video. So she has the basic. She's really passionate and good in photography. So what she did is she took her digital. Back then was the analog camera, the one that runs with the negative. So she started shooting herself with a baby bump. She did some backgrounds. She adjusted the camera. She just put it on timer and she just shot. And what she did after that is she started sharing with her friends. And her friends asked, "Hey, where did you shot this?" See, oh, she just shared with them, "Hey, I shot it on my own with my camera and all that." So a lot of her friends got curious and they are really interested. So that's how everything started. So she became the pioneer in Singapore to start doing a maternity shoot for mothers and for families. And she also do newborn shoots, like maybe a few days old with the babies. So she started this business based on something that she's passionate about and based on something that she, as a mother, can benefit from. And she can help other mothers to capture that moments when they are having their baby and also after the baby is born. So, and in the past 10 years, she has built up this brand that is trusted, reputable, and she basically had her branding that kept going. And one thing I like about that is because she realized that in the industry, there's no photography companies that is female, run by all females photographers. So she started the first female photography company. And she will employ mothers who are photographers. To really push that mommy power or the women's power to be photographers, to be the first and standing female photography company.
Yeah.
Or team.
And what
so
an inspiration.
That, and what she always shared with me that she know nothing about business. She just basically built the business based on her instinct, based on her gut feel.
Yeah.
And with her creative, she just basically go with the flow. And a lot of business owner will come and maybe to tell her that, "Hey, you need a business plan." And she say, "What is a business plan?" she just based on her feel for the passion for photography, her passion for her clients, the mommies, the parents, the family. Basically, she just cater for them to give them what they want. So she's really, really passionate about helping parents or families to capture the moment, especially during the maternity, even the baby was born as newborns. So this is one part on passion. And there's a lot of other stories that I've shared regarding about passion. And next about purpose, I have this mom that she's a single mom, not by choice, but because her husband passed away in a car accident, and she was left with her three boys, single handling them. And back then she was in the job, and she realized that in the job she's not able to spend time with the children.
Mm-hmm.
And furthermore, it's three boys. So she started franchising a yoga business, which she used to do when she was having her first newborn. And she was doing that because she felt that doing a yoga business is promoting being healthy. It's like yoga is a healthy food.
Yes.
And she felt that she want to influence, she want to create awareness about eating healthy. So when she has her three boys, her husband told her that, darling, why not you stay at home to take care of the children? Because if you are in F&B business, your working hours is long, you'll not be able to spend more time with them. So why not you take a step back, you do an office job, and while you have time with the three boys. So that's where she stepped back. But when the accident happened, she has no choice to really take up everything back again. She took up another, because she was doing very well in the first franchise business. Even the franchisee took back the license because she was building so well that the franchisee felt threatened that she may overtake them. So the franchisee took back, and that's where she went back to work. And when she's alone, single handling the three boys, she took back another license and she did it very well. And within like a short period of time, she's able to finance her three children's studies and gradually even to send them for enrichment class. And everything started when she sent one of her son to this enrichment center. And she was so intrigued by the curriculum in that enrichment school. And she started to go for their parenting workshop. And she fell in love with the school, with the curriculum, with the mission that the school is doing. And after that, she was starting to do part-time, like a part-time education coach, to share the enrichment program with parents. And she totally fell in love. And now she has been building that enrichment center business for the past 14 years. And to her, she felt it's a greater purpose, because instead of just a yogurt, not everybody likes yogurt, but every parent wants the best for their children. And she felt that with the enrichment school, she's able to empower parents to lift them off that challenges that they face in helping their children to get interested in studies or in reading or in English language. So she felt that it's very empowering. And she felt that it's for a greatest purpose, because she's, when over time she, like, if, why do I share that? Because I'm one of the parents that she was servicing. And because my daughter back then, she was about 1.5 years old. She was suspected of slight autism. Mm-hmm. And that's where we sent her for early childhood intervention, where there's speech therapy and all that. And after that, we wanted to enhance her reading ability.
Yes.
So we were referred by this lady called Gina, and Gina is this education coach or education instructor. So she shared with us a curriculum, and we sent our daughter there. And in about less than a year or so, my daughter started to speak more, started to grow interest in reading. Mm-hmm. And now currently at 9 years old, she can really talk a lot. She's like, she can't stop talking. She keep on chatting and chatting and chatting. So to me, with all this testimonial, with all these parents seeing their children got better, because studying is really a chore for a lot of children, but she see that the curriculum that the enrichment school is giving to the kids, providing for the kids, is a huge burden off the parents' shoulder. And she felt that it's a greater purpose. And that's how she can build this business for the past 14 years. So this is very, very inspiring, and I've included her story in my book Mother Industrialist too. And the last P, which is profit.
Yeah.
Profit, because over the years I've seen businesses because I'm in media sales and marketing. So I work with a lot of business owners. I work with a lot of MMC company. And I realized that a lot of startup, a lot of mompreneurs, when they start any business, passion and purpose is always there. But the last thing that they lack of is profit, which they can't monetize or they are not earning enough because of them being very compassionate. They feel for their clients and most of the time they undercharge themselves. They don't charge the normal price. Mm-hmm. And over time, they could not sustain the business because in a way they are like doing charity. Like, okay, I give you a discount. Okay, I give you half price. Okay, sometimes I do it for free for you.
Yes.
So over time, their business will not be able to sustain and their husband will be thinking that, hey, darling, if your business is not earning you money and you're spending so much time into it, why not you stop the business and I will just support the family or maybe you just go back to work. And I see a lot of the mompreneur's dream was shattered because they are not earning a profit from it.
Yeah.
So that's where in my book, I talk a lot about monetizing mm-hmm. and about how much your time is worth. So for example, for the profit part, a lot of mothers will feel that, hey, I'm doing this thing, which I know is not something that I should charge. But through one of the mompreneurs, she shared with me during the interview, she shared with me that, hey, why don't you think that you are worth this X amount of money per hour? Because when you are back in a job, you are paid maybe, let's say, $3,000 a month. Mm-hmm. If you do your math backwards, you'll be able to find out how much X dollar amount you are paid per hour. And that is what you used to take. And what makes you think that what your time is not worth that X amount of money or even much more because you are taking time away from your family to do the business, to provide a service for your client or maybe to deliver the product that your client bought, your customer bought it. So your time is worth this X amount of money
yeah.
or even more. So when that was shared, it was like, hey, it's something that the mommy should look into it. A lot of time they felt that this is something that they're starting off, but not forgetting the reason why they start their business in the first place.
Right.
Is to be able to spend more time with their children. So it's worth more. So if let's say you're taking time from your family, from your children, from your baby to build your business, in fact, you should be paid more
mm-hmm.
because mm-hmm. it should be worth that much. So that is one of the methods or one of the ways that I share. Mommy say, hey, you should learn to profit. You are worth this X amount of money rather than you undercharge yourself and not be able to profit. So that is also to let them have the realization that they can charge this X amount of money. So that's the profit part. And I have some mompreneurs, they were entrepreneur before they became a mom.
Mm-hmm.
And because of them having their background building business, I use their story to share with mommies that, hey, although they used to be entrepreneur, but when they became a mother, handling the business that they had it before they became a mother was tough. And some of them even, I would say, their previous business evolved to suit their schedule as a mompreneur. Mm-hmm. Some of them used to do traditional business and now they do coaching business, online business. So that is how they will share about the how you can profit. Build a business that is profitable, which is providing a service or your experience or coaching. Most of them became like coaches or even consultant. So that's how they can evolve and make profit out of it. So that is pretty much on the profit side. So with these three P's, which is passion, purpose, and profit, is like it's a foundation, I would say the blueprint for mm-hmm. entrepreneurship. But there's still one last P which I shared in the book, which I didn't share it on the outside, which is parenting.
Yes.
So imagine like the three P's, which is passion, purpose, and profit. You put in like a triangle, if you can imagine, put them together as a triangle. Mm-hmm. And in the center with a circle or another small triangle inside is parenting. It's the parenting that gel all these passion, purpose, and profit together. So that will be the blueprint for mompreneurship. Because without the parenting, they will not build a business. And that's where the parenting gel this passion, purpose, and profit together. And that is the driver for them to build a business. And the driver for them to build a business is their children.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Absolutely, right? And for all our moms who are mommypreneurs already, what a wonderful and inspiring reminder and balancer when it comes to building a business from home. For the moms who are still in an employment job, maybe you love it there. However, it's still the balance of your passion, purpose, and profits. That's what I see either way. But moms who want to be at home and run that business, what is one, before we go, because we're almost out of time, I think we'll have to have you back as a guest to explore some other deeper questions about the balance of mommypreneurs. But I love what you have laid out already. But what is your like bigger vision for moms and families in the work that you're doing?
I would say the vision for me is to that every mom have a shot at entrepreneurship so that they can live their life on their own terms without worrying about money and time, and to be able to spend more time with their children, their family, and their loved ones. So that is my vision, so that their children will feel supported, their spouse will feel supported, and their family will feel supported in all ways, because I truly believe that mothers is going to be the next economy mover.
Yes. Yes. It's already beginning, actually. And you're a part of that. So that's a beautiful thing. Okay, one more question before we go. Is there anything that we have not covered yet that you would like to just say something inspiring, you know, that you would like moms to remember about you right now and the work that they're doing in the world?
I would say that I had after interviewing so many mompreneurs, I realized that to be able to achieve the balance between motherhood and business or parenting versus your work is the level of contentment and also happiness combined. It's like happiness is the gauge for you to know whether you're having that balance in motherhood and work or motherhood and business. It's the level of contentment and also happiness. These two combined, because a lot of us will feel that balance is 50-50. In fact, everybody's balance is different.
Yes.
It could be 80% family, 20% business. Mm-hmm. It could be the other way around. So there's no one size fits all. Yeah. It's just to be having that self-awareness. And also the most important thing that I want to share with all mothers for them to take away is to have this self-love and self-care. Really care for yourself, because I see a lot of mommies, they are depleting because they are giving a lot of their time, their effort onto their children. But like I always share on the in-flight instruction, they always say that when there's any accident or the plane is crashing and stuff, in terms of danger, you need to put the gas mask on yourself, the oxygen mask on yourself before you attend to your children. Mm-hmm. But a lot of time, mommies are putting the oxygen mask on their children first, but while they are depleting away.
Yes.
And even you save the children will have a hard time to save you.
Yes.
So that's why there's a purpose that you need to put the oxygen mask on yourself to save yourself first, physically, mentally, emotionally, and psychologically. before you can take care of your children, take care of your family, take care of anybody around you. So I would say self-care and self-love is the most important thing that all mothers should embrace, should have.
Kenneth Chu, thank you so much for all that you have shared today. And please just remind our listeners where they can find you.
They can go to Facebook to look for, to search for Mother Industrialist, mm-hmm. or they can go to my website, which is www.motherindustrialistbook.com to grab a free copy of my guidebook, digital guidebook, that they can learn what are the five things or five steps before they start to run a business as a mom.
Oh, very nice. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Laura.
Yes, it's really been a pleasure having you. We'll have to have you again sometime to expand some more on the deeper issues of balance that moms are challenged with today and overcoming. And so we're going to close out. But before I go, I just want to remind all of you listeners out there to love yourself for the treasure that you are. You are courageous and strong, and you have what it takes. Changing the world starts in your own hearts and in your own home. So own your superpowers and go out and be you. Thank you for listening.
Are you ready to discover your superpowers? Go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz today.